You're listening to KNKX, and this next story comes from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
For people who are in prison, the question of how did I get here has at least two answers. There's the crime, or at least the conviction, but often the source of the problem goes way deeper. About 10 years ago, a Seattle police officer stepped into a prison and asked a simple question. If something could have changed your path, what would it have been? The answers would shed new light onto the stories of incarcerated people. Sound Effect producer Jennifer Wing has the story.
About 10 years ago, Seattle police officer Kim Baguki was doing gang prevention work. A lot of these kids' moms were in prison. So Kim went to the women's correctional facility in Purdy, Washington, to ask them personally if it would be okay if she worked with their kids. The moms were reluctant to say yes.
Probably the last time that those mothers saw police, we were taking them away from their children. And then what I found interesting is I said, you know, would your children, would your daughters look at us as a resource? Would they ask us for help? The mom hats went on and they started talking about how they had told their kids to lie to us, to be afraid of us, to not answer the door, to try to pull the wool over our eyes, for lack of a better word. And then what happened, and I don't even know what started it, but they started sharing their stories with me. And I had this epiphany, like, oh my gosh, like, obviously something hadn't worked for them. Of course, I wanted to keep the dialogue going, so that's when I randomly asked the if question. You know, if there was something somebody could have said or done to change the path that led you here, what would it have been? And it got really quiet, and I just kind of let it go.
One inmate, Renata Abramson, filed that question away in her mind.
And all on her own, she started asking the women to answer that question. So she was able to get these women to write the answers down. So when I went back in, she came up and asked me, do you remember asking that question? And I'm like, I don't know, Renata, I was pretty nervous. And she said that if question. I was like, oh yeah, I kind of vaguely remember it. And she said it back to me and she said, here's answers to that question. And she handed them to me and kind of feel like time paused for a second. Something happened. And when I looked down, what I realized is, first of all, they were not just on regular paper. Some of them were on napkins. And the individualized story written in pen and pencil and their own font and their own whorls and dotted I's and crossed T's and their signature, which we don't see much on the outside anymore because everything's computerized. So not only was it that emotion on paper, but it felt so much more personal and individualized that it kind of blew me away.
This was the start of the IF Project. Today, the IF Project runs writing workshops in prisons. It mostly focuses on women, and inmates have written more than 3,000 letters to themselves. The number one response to the if question is wishing they had a more positive role model when they were young. And Kim says that by acknowledging this void, sometimes for the first time in their lives, the women take a deeper look at what life was like before prison.
No one, you know, no one to listen to them, no one to care for them, no one to be there. One of the saddest ones I got was my mom not dying. It was like one sentence. She wrote it down and it was done, but she kept coming back and going deeper into what that ended up causing. So in our writing workshops, we've had a lot of women start somewhere and go as deep as they possibly could.
My name is Melissa McKee. I am 39 years old, and I have previously been incarcerated at Washington Correction Center for Women, and I spent a total of 11 years in there.
Melissa has been out of prison for a couple of months now. She's building a new life in Olympia. Over the past decade, Melissa has written hundreds of responses to the if question.
I think one of the first times that I answered it, I wished somebody had told me that it wasn't too late, because I derailed young. I had dropped out of school. I had gotten pregnant. I had, you know, ended up in a relationship that was not satisfying on any level. And I thought that I had already blown my chance. And so answering that question the first time, I wish somebody would have told me that it hadn't been too late.
Using the answers to the if question as kind of a guide, Kim Baguki and her team look for ways to support people when they get released.
Since the number one response to the question is that someone didn't have a good role model when they were a kid, then maybe a mentor could help them when they get out of prison. Again, Melissa served 11 years. When she was released in June, the IF Project found her a mentor, Wren Emerson. Wren is a sergeant at the jail in Olympia.
People do deserve a second chance, and there are going to be people that are going to be successful. We don't always often see that, but I think we need to look at that and not be so negative.
Wren helped me to regain my humanity. There is a lot of isolation inside, and the way that you're treated in there is as a lesser being. That is a real thing. And when I came out, I felt like I wore that everywhere I went.
Melissa remembers one specific time when she felt like she was still in prison, even though she was out, doing a work release program, grooming dogs.
I was at work and one of my clients had called, and I was still in the work release facility. And one of the girls that I worked with answered the phone, and the person on the other end of the line specifically asked for me by name. And the look on her face as she looked at my employer and said, "But she's not supposed to get phone calls here." It made me feel so other. And it really touched me deeply inside in a painful way. And that day, Wren had stopped by and brought lunch. And I went out and I sat in the car with her, and I said, "I felt like an alien." And she said, "You're not an alien." And she just was patient with me and exercised kindness in a way that I, you know, needed so desperately. It's really easy to feel like you don't belong. And so to be pulled in has been essential for me.
Wren helped Melissa find an affordable apartment. She taught her how to use a smartphone. And she took Melissa into the woods so she could sit under a tree for the first time in over a decade. Melissa just started taking classes at the Evergreen State College. One of the last responses Melissa wrote to the IF question before she was released from prison was this: "What if society made room for me?"